Here's an update on the real news from the Middle East. Israel has resumed its bombardment of Beirut's airport. That's just one part of the air campaign against Lebanon that's in its third day. Israeli forces also attacked Lebanon's bridges, highways, military bases, and other targets.
These strikes come after the capture of two Israeli soldiers and after Hezbollah's rocket attacks on northern Israel. Those rocket attacks have continued. Israel said the Shiite Muslim group fired 150 rockets into northern Israel.
Two of them went as far as Haifa, Israel's third largest city. Israel's foreign minister, Mark Regev, says Israel will defend itself.
Those people in Lebanon who are deliberately targeting an urban area, a large metropolitan area like the city of Haifa, we will hold them accountable and we will act to neutralize the threat.
Airstrikes destroyed the office of Palestinian Foreign Minister Mahmoud Zahar. He said Israel's attacks are counterproductive.
This is an indication of the failure of the Israeli government to reach to the wise decision. This will not solve the problems. Demolishing, killing, destruction is not going to help dismantling this process.
About 60 people have died during the last 2 days of fighting. Most of them are Lebanese civilians.
¶¶